is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, come to California to meet with the President of the United States and other dignitaries at the APEC meeting. One other would be the President of Mexico is on the agenda. However, there are questions to be answered about the preparation for this meeting between Mr. Biden and Xi Jinping. And I welcome Victoria Hetzig of the Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend. Victoria is in Budapest, Hungary, observing this from the point of view of a part of Europe that is threatened by the war in Ukraine. All of Europe is weakened by the Gaza conflict and the attention it is gaining in the media. And now we have a meeting between the two powers who are at odds, we're told. Victoria, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The first item on your most recent write-up is the meeting almost didn't happen. I ask why, because there have been all these unexplained events over these last weeks. The foreign minister is removed from power. The defense minister is removed from power. Sometimes they use the word disappeared. Commanders of the rocket forces, the nuclear forces, are removed from power. Perhaps other moves that I've missed inside the Chinese Communist Party. And now we learn that the meeting almost didn't happen. Is there a common explanation for all this disorder? Good evening to you, Victoria.
Good evening. Thank you. Yes, there has been lots of rumors and lots of chaos, so to say, surrounding this meeting. So, yeah, it seems like the U.S. side has wanted this meeting to happen for a long time now. But there were rumors that Xi was afraid to even leave the country amid all this chaos of disappearing ministers and bad economic situation, declining sectors the country is finding itself in. So that's one rumor that was definitely there, even on Chinese forums. Another rumor was that she didn't want to go there himself. He wanted to send some lower ranking official instead of himself, which would be quite a humiliation for the US. So that would have been a very bad signal and not a good beginning of this easing of relations between China and the United States. But it seems like the meeting is happening now. She's there. So all good, but yes, his acceptance of the invitation was definitely last minute.
There's been preparation here, and you write up the preparation. First, I'm keen on Anthony Albanese, the recently elected Prime Minister of Australia. Australia has been at odds with China for some time since the previous government wanted to know origins of COVID. I believe that was the driver for the split in relations. I note that Mr. Albanese's trip was presented as positive to the Australian government, although there was a momentary concern that his plane might be hacked by Chinese cyber warriors, which didn't sound all that friendly. But in any event, the meeting went forward and there was a handshake and Mr. Albanese was smiling and there was talk about returning wine purchasing to Australia. I think there had also been release of a Chinese origin Australian citizen said to be a spy, a journalist, before the meeting with Mr. Albanese. So China was making concessions to Australia. Did that help prepare Xi Jinping for the meeting with President Biden to meet with one of President Biden's allies? Did Australia serve its purpose for Xi Jinping?
Well, yes, the timing of the meeting between Xi and Albanese is definitely not accidental. So before this, even months ago, the Chinese leadership really didn't seem very keen on improving relations or having these concessions to Australia in any way. So there was no willingness from the Chinese side. It seemed like Australia wanted this improvement to happen and China didn't care much. And now there are, as you say, all these concessions. So as Australia is one of the US's closest allies in the Pacific region, and also quite a powerful economy, for China, improving these relations, well, that's definitely another message. A positive message sent to the United States. The political systems of the two countries, China and Australia, are different, and there is still some disagreement. But if the trade relations can be improved and there can be a handshake and an agreement, that's a message to the US that the same or a very similar thing is very much possible now between China and the United States.
You write that there was a payoff for this meeting with Mr. Albanese, and that was that Australia is shepherding its entry into the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. What is that?
Well, it's a partnership between mostly close U.S. allies. So it was founded by Canada, I believe, in 2018, so pre-COVID times, and some Latin American countries and Southeast Asian countries are members of this this partnership, and it's a free trade based partnership that was initially created to counter China's growing influence in the Pacific region. So that was the initial purpose.
Is this the famous Trans-Pacific Partnership, the original that was rejected by Donald Trump campaigning in 16 and Hillary Clinton campaigning in 16. Is this what's left of it, this gathering?
Yes, it can be said. Yeah, that's the same, basically. Yes.
The remains now, China joins, which is what you'd have to say topsy-turvy, because it was created to keep China out and now it joins. So, okay, fine. Now, this is the most...
Yeah, So China hasn't joined yet, but Australia is not opposing China joining this partnership. So that's already a big thing.
The most significant preparation for the meeting between the President of the United States and the General Secretary is Wang Yi, the tough-talking wolf warrior of China. Really, in the world of wolf warriors, he's my number one and number two guy. He's really good at it. In English and Chinese, I imagine he speaks many languages. He's meeting in Tokyo with the foreign minister. Is that correct?
Yes. That's another major meeting between the Chinese foreign minister and the representative of one of the U.S.'s closest allies, Japan.
It was the Secretary General of Japan's National Security Secretariat, not the
not the foreign minister himself. No, but a top official indeed. The timing of this is not accidental, and again, it's not something that could have happened months ago, even a meeting like this.
What about the Philippines?
And the two countries agreeing to continue dialogue and resolve their issues. So yeah, not accidental at all.
What about the Philippines? Because there have been those boat bumping accidents recently around Second Thomas Shoals. Are they meeting with in Manila? Is there an audience planned in some fashion?
So with the Philippines, China's relations are still not good at all. So China wanted to have a very good relationship with the Philippines, similar to what China had when Duterte was ruling. And so now that kind of relationship with the Philippines became impossible. And the Chinese leadership realized that through the fact that the U.S. is now establishing a military bases in the Philippines. The Philippines also has the military support of Japan and India. India is not a country that used to get involved in issues like that, but now it is more active in the region. So yes, lots of countries are supporting the Philippines, and they all want to counter China's influence in military influence in the Indo-Pacific.
But to your knowledge, China is not reaching out to the Philippines the way it is to Japan.
Not at the moment, not the way it is reaching out to Japan. So there have been lots of attempts, but they were all unsuccessful. So that opportunity of restoring ties with the Philippines and through that gaining access to the most important maritime routes in that region, that opportunity is lost to China. So China is now choosing, at least with these incursions into the Philippines, exclusive economic zone, and the clashes, the skirmishes between the fishing vessels of the two countries, China is choosing, well, I don't want to say violence, but it's choosing conflict at the moment. So it wants to show force to the Philippines. If we cannot be friends, we are going to be sort of enemies or rivals. And China is playing up the South China Sea conflict dispute because of that.
So all this was preparation for the meeting in California with President Biden. And when we come back, we're going to discuss what else China wants in this meeting with President Biden and beyond, and how the Chinese people are reading about this in their forums. Victoria Hetzig is geopolitical futures analyst. She's in Budapest, the capital of Hungary, and we're speaking of a meeting in California. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.